Jonathan, could you talk about going up against a rookie quarterback that's making a first start?
It's one of those times to where you have to use, you know, certain things you can do defensively to your advantage, or showing them multiple looks, keeping them off track, not letting them have easy access throws, just making it a long day for them in general.
What's the key? Do you go back and watch all his college film at Michigan State?
For us as defensive backs, not really. You know, I think you have to go off the preseason a little bit, and the little game film you had from last week. I don't think, you know, in a short week like this, in such an important game, you can't go back in and start from scratch and put in a different game plan and things. And I think, you know, sometimes being over there on the sideline holding the clipboard, you learn the best also. So I'm definitely looking forward to them coming into the game doing pretty much what they've been doing all year, probably changing some things up to make it a little simpler and a little easier for them also.
What was the key to shutting down their run, limiting them 30 yards, 1.5 a carry?
Getting everybody involved in the run game, the defensive backs triggering when the running backs is bouncing on the edge, guys rallying to the ball because obviously he's an explosive runner, a big guy that can break tackles, so it's definitely going to take more than one guy. And I think as a defense, we kind of went into the game with that mindset that we wasn't going to let them break off the long runs and get everybody to the ball.
Maybe you do this for all quarterbacks, but when you have a guy that's a rookie like this, hadn't played much at all, do you try to rattle him more in different ways than you would a veteran in that position?
Absolutely. You don't have any punches to hold back. You know, right now it's one week at a time. You know, if you lose, you're out of the playoffs. You win, you continue to play. For us, we don't have anything to hold back, so you definitely want to go into this game plan, definitely putting it all on the line and going out there and trying to create havoc and, you know, get mismatches that's in your favor, whether it's the pass rush or back in coverage.
John, what do you remember about your first NFL playoff game, and what has your career taught you about how special these opportunities are?
They're hard to come by. It took me 3-4 years in Cincinnati to get my first playoff, my chance to play into the playoffs. And, you know, before I knew it was over with. So I didn't get, you know, much experience in that game. It was one and done. And it taught me how valuable it is to get back into the postseason, because a lot of guys go their whole career. You look at a guy like Brandon Marshall and never get to see the postseason. So it definitely means a lot to get back. But, you know, you definitely want to advance further in the first round also. You don't want to be a team that just saying we're going to show up and we're happy to be here.
Jonathan, what did you think when you heard that Vince is seriously considering retiring after the season?
It's something from, as a player, you know, you don't want to kind of go in and hinder a guy's decision. I'm all for whether he's going to come back and play or sell off into retirement, because, you know, you play this game long enough, we all got to make that decision someday. And he's had a great career, so if that's his decision that he's going to live with, I'm happy for him.
Guys talked the first time, the late bus in coverage really hurts you. What have you learned from maybe looking back at that, and how do you prevent that from maybe happening this time?
Communication, everyone being on the same page, self-awareness, being alert in certain situations. You know, we played great all game. And in the fourth quarter, I think they put up more yardage in the fourth quarter than they did in three quarters throughout the whole game. And us as a defense, you know, being a top defense in this league, if you want to be the defense you say you are, you can't let those things happen. You have to minimize big plays, you know, whatever reason, it can't happen, you know. And I think we look back at that game, we gave up 3 or 4 big plays in that fourth quarter, and it kind of flipped things a little bit. And, you know, us on the defensive side, we definitely put that on our shoulders.
Brock talked about how much he likes the no huddle, and Bill likes the no huddle. From a defensive player, specifically a defensive back's perspective, how does a no huddle, what are the advantages and disadvantages for an offense?
I think for an offense, if you catch a defense in a personnel situation to where they can't substitute guys on and off the field, you can use it to your advantage, to where if you have 3 or 4 wideouts in the game and they don't have enough defensive backs in the game, you continue to keep those guys on the field. Or if they have lighter personnel in the game and don't have enough people to stop the run, you can continue to keep it going. And I think from a defensive standpoint, you just have to sit out there and just stay calm. You can't panic. And, you know, a lot of teams just get up on the ball. They don't necessarily snap it as fast. They just get up on the ball and want you to show your hand first.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gotcha.